Welcome to the AMCC 5160 podcast edition. This is an AI narrated study version of lecture 1. When does an image become a world? It condenses the 2-hour class into a focused review. Section. When does an image become a world? From generative media to multimodal simulation, welcome to AMCC 5160. I want to begin with a question rather than a product demo. When does an image become a world? A still image gives us a surface. Animation gives us time. A world gives us consequences. Things persist, collide, remember, respond, and surprise us. Generative systems are moving across that spectrum, but the artistic problem is not solved by technical capability alone. Our job in this course is to connect two forms of judgment: how the system works, and why a creative choice matters. Look at the threshold in this image. On one side is a bounded frame, on the other is a space that seems explorable. For the next 2 hours, we will use that threshold as our organizing metaphor. We will build a simple mental model of generative systems, practice reading their failures, and end by framing a studio experiment of your own. Section. Each class moves through 4 modes of attention. Our weekly rhythm has 4 modes. We look closely at art, media, and contemporary systems. We build a technical mental model that is accurate enough to guide action. We make a controlled experiment rather than chasing random outputs. Then we critique and document what happened. This structure draws from strong art and technology teaching. CMU's studio courses combine computational craft, cultural context, looking outward, and critique. NYUITP presents machine learning through accessible creative applications and prototypes. MIT's creative AI work pairs hands-on making with questions about authorship, bias, and ownership. Stanford graphics teaching emphasizes connecting generative controls to real artist workflows. The result is a course where reading, coding, directing, editing, discussion, and presentation all count as forms of inquiry. You do not learn a model by memorizing its name. You learn it by forming a hypothesis, making something, observing what the system permits or resists, and explaining why that matters. Section. You already know more than you think. Which result feels intentional, and what evidence tells you that? Before we define any technical term, let us start from perception. Imagine 3 short generated clips. One is visually polished but emotionally empty. One contains artifacts but has a strong point of view. And one is technically consistent but feels generic. Which one would you remember tomorrow? Take 30 seconds and choose the evidence you would use. Composition, continuity, material logic, point of view, or something else. Then compare with the person next to you. The aim is not to agree. The aim is to notice that you already possess criteria. Technical vocabulary helps us name causes. Artistic vocabulary helps us name effects. Neither is sufficient alone. Ask for 3 answers and write only the nouns on the board. We will return to them near the end. If students say quality, ask, what visible property makes you call it quality? If they say realistic, ask whether realism is always the goal. This establishes the course habit of moving from vague approval to observable evidence. Section. This is one course with 2 inseparable lenses. We are not alternating between an art course and a technology course. We are using both lenses on the same object. Consider a camera move generated from a still image. The art lens asks, why this move, at this speed, from this point of view? What does it do to attention? The technology lens asks, how was motion conditioned? What remains consistent? And where does the model invent unseen geometry? The strongest projects make these questions interdependent. A technical constraint can become an aesthetic rule. A creative intention can determine which control method is necessary. The point is not to become equally expert in every domain. The point is to make choices that are legible. CMU describes creative coding as a studio art practice whose medium is software, while NYU's machine learning for artists emphasizes integrating available tools into artistic practice without requiring deep mathematical prerequisites. We adopt that same bridge, but extend it from interactive media into contemporary image, animation, video, and world models. Section. Video is not an image with more frames. Image quality plus temporal consistency plus meaningful change plus sound plus control. A convincing still image can be judged at one instant. Video requires a relation across instants. The system must preserve identity and geometry while allowing meaningful change. It must decide what is rigid, what deforms, what enters or leaves the frame, how the camera moves, and how sound relates to action. This is why a beautiful first frame does not guarantee a useful clip. A model can optimize local plausibility while losing the larger event. A hand may look correct in each frame but attach differently over time. A shadow may be plausible moment to moment but inconsistent with a moving light source. For artists, this means direction must include time. A blue room is an image description. The room slowly forgets its geometry as the speaker remembers a childhood story is a temporal proposition. It contains an arc, a rate of change, and a relation between form and meaning. Throughout the course, we will treat time as material, not just duration. Section. A durable map. Data to representation to model to sampling. Here is the most important technical map for today. Data supplies examples and therefore boundaries. Representation determines how those examples become manageable signals or tokens. The model learns regularities over those representations. Sampling turns a space of possibilities into one particular output. Products hide these layers, but creative control often means intervening in one of them. Curating a dataset changes the learned world. Choosing a latent or token representation changes what variations are easy. Conditioning and architecture change what relationships can be controlled. Sampling settings and iteration change which path is taken through possibility. This map is deliberately broad. It can describe a text-to-image diffusion model, an autoregressive multimodal model, or a video generator with additional temporal machinery. It also gives us a diagnostic habit. When something fails, ask which layer could plausibly be responsible. Do not jump directly from visible artifact to a mystical claim that the AI is confused. Section. Latent space is less a library than a landscape. Creation becomes navigation, not retrieval. This image gives us a useful metaphor. A library suggests fixed items waiting to be retrieved. A landscape suggests continuous movement, neighborhoods, paths, and inaccessible regions. A latent representation does not usually store a complete image at each point. It organizes learned features so that the model can traverse combinations. Prompting is therefore not a database query with one correct result. It is an act of navigation under uncertainty. Seed, conditioning, guidance, reference images, masks, and sampling steps all influence the route. Artists can treat this uncertainty as noise to eliminate or as material to choreograph. Notice that navigation still needs direction. More samples are not automatically more authorship. A strong process defines what counts as progress. You might search for a specific emotional rhythm, a recurring visual motif, or a productive kind of failure. Without criteria, exploration becomes scrolling. With criteria, it becomes research. Section. Diffusion learns to reverse corruption. The diffusion idea can be understood without equations. During training, examples are progressively corrupted with noise. The model learns how to predict a direction back toward a plausible clean example, conditioned by text or other signals. At generation time, we begin with noise and repeatedly apply those learned corrections. The important word is repeatedly. Generation is a trajectory, not a single lookup. Early steps establish broad composition. Later steps refine texture and detail, though implementations vary. Guidance can push the trajectory toward a condition, but excessive guidance may reduce diversity or create harsh artifacts. For creative practice, this suggests several controls: the initial noise, the number and schedule of steps, the strength of conditioning, masks, reference images, and interventions during denoising. It also explains why small changes can lead to substantially different outputs. We are navigating a probabilistic process whose early decisions cascade. Section. A video model must bind appearance, time, and action. A useful video stack has at least four concerns. Spatial structure represents objects, surfaces, lighting, and composition. Temporal structure represents persistence, motion, causality, and rhythm. Conditioning states what should happen through text, images, trajectories, poses, audio, depth, or previous frames. Decoding turns the internal representation into visible frames and perhaps sound. When a clip fails, locate the symptom. If a face drifts, identity may not be preserved across temporal context. If the camera direction is ignored, conditioning may be weak or ambiguous. If motion is smooth but meaningless, the model may follow common dynamics without a strong event structure. If details flicker, decoding or high-frequency consistency may be involved. This layered diagnosis is more productive than changing random prompt words. It points toward a control, stronger reference conditioning, shorter shot length, explicit blocking, segmented generation, compositing, or accepting the instability as the conceptual focus. Section. Prompt archaeology. Reverse engineer the decisions. This is our first studio activity. Work in groups of three. Choose one generated image or short clip available on a group member's device. You are not trying to guess the exact prompt. You are reconstructing the decision structure. Minute 1. Observe. List only what is visible or audible. Camera position. Lighting. Motion. Material. Pacing. Sound. Repeated motifs. And artifacts. Avoid interpretation for a moment. Minutes 2 and 3. Infer. Which variables were likely controlled by text, a reference image, a mask, a motion guide, editing, or post-production. Mark every inference as uncertain. Minutes 4 and 5. Propose one test that changes a single variable while holding the rest stable. Minute 6. Prepare one sentence. We think this effect comes from X because Y. We would test it by Z. The purpose is method. Creative AI practice becomes stronger when we preserve evidence. Record prompts, inputs, model versions, settings, seeds where available, and outputs. Otherwise, we cannot learn whether an improvement came from intention, chance, or a hidden product update. Section. Art direction is a system of relations, not a bag of adjectives. Subject plus point of view plus space plus light plus time plus transformation plus sound. Many prompts accumulate adjectives. Cinematic, beautiful, surreal, highly detailed. These can influence surface style, but they rarely define a coherent work. Art direction is relational. Who is looking? From where? What is stable? What changes? What does the light reveal? What does the sound contradict? How does the work position the audience? A useful brief might say, a fixed waist-height camera watches a temporary wall of eye slowly become transparent as overheard conversations accumulate. The sound becomes clearer as the image disappears. This defines point of view, material behavior, temporal arc, and audio-visual relation. It can guide prompting, shooting, compositing, or model choice. Treat the model as one collaborator inside a larger direction system. Your brief should survive if the exact generator changes. That is how you preserve authorship amid rapidly changing products. Section. The creative loop is hypothesis, variation, selection, reflection. Iteration is not generating many options. It is a learning loop. Begin with a hypothesis. A static camera will make the changing body feel more vulnerable. Create controlled variations. Select using criteria derived from the intention. Reflect on what the results teach about both the model and the artwork. Then document the next question. If every generation changes subject, framing, model, prompt, seed, and settings, you have produced variety but little knowledge. Controlled variation gives you evidence. Conversely, do not over-control too early. Exploratory phases can be broad, but once you recognize a promising direction, narrow the variables. Keep a process log. For each meaningful iteration, record the input, settings, output, observation, and decision. This becomes material for critique and for the final presentation, where you will show not only a polished result but also one representative failure and what changed after iteration. Section. Failures reveal the model's world, and sometimes your own. Do not hide every artifact before asking what it means. Welcome to the failure museum. Each frame is almost plausible. That almost is valuable. A broken reflection may reveal that the system learned appearance without geometric causality. Identity drift may reveal weak persistence. A hand may expose training bias and the difficulty of articulated structure. An impossible material may become the central aesthetic of a work. There are at least three responses to failure. Repair it when it distracts from the intention. Constrain it when it teaches you how to direct the system. Reframe it when the artifact creates a meaning worth pursuing. The choice is artistic, but it should be informed by technical diagnosis. Take 30 seconds to choose one frame. Is the anomaly merely an error, or could it become a rule? What context would make it legible as deliberate? This is not permission to romanticize poor craft. It is an invitation to distinguish accidental failure from consciously composed instability. Section. Critique the intention, evidence, system, and next move. We will use a four-part critique protocol throughout the course. Intention. What experience or question does the work propose? Evidence. What specific formal feature supports or contradicts that intention? System. What technical and production choices likely produce the result? Next move. What single experiment would teach the most? The protocol is designed to keep critique generous and precise. We do not need to solve the entire project. We need to identify the most informative next move. That might be technical. Lock camera motion with a trajectory. Or artistic. Remove narration and let the visual contradiction carry the idea. When giving feedback, separate observation from interpretation. Say what you saw before what you think it means. When receiving feedback, listen for patterns across viewers rather than defending every decision. Critique is not a judgment ceremony. It is a collective instrument for seeing more clearly. Section. Authorship lives in the chain of decisions. Authorship in generative practice is not proven by typing every pixel into existence. It appears in the chain of decisions. The brief. References. Data. Conditions. Generations. Selections. Edits. Sequencing. Sound. Context. And release. The more clearly you can explain that chain, the more legible your contribution becomes. This does not mean every chain is ethically equivalent. Using a living artist's name as a shortcut, reproducing a person's likeness without consent, or hiding automated production in a context that expects disclosure raises different issues. Authorship includes responsibility for inputs and circulation, not just pride in outputs. For each assignment, document what you contributed, what the system contributed, what external work influenced you, and where uncertainty remains. This is not bureaucratic overhead. It strengthens your ability to critique your own process and helps audiences understand the work's conditions. Section. Provenance turns process into inspectable evidence. Provenance means the history of how a media object came to be. At the studio level, it starts with disciplined documentation. Source media. Permissions. Prompts. Settings. Model or tool version. Edits. And release context. At the ecosystem level, standards and metadata can help attach assertions about origin and modification, though no mechanism is complete or universally adopted. Why does this matter artistically? A documented process can become part of the work's meaning. It allows comparison across versions, supports reproducibility where appropriate, and makes your claims inspectable. It also protects collaborators by clarifying consent and contribution. Disclosure is contextual. A speculative gallery piece, a documentary image, an advertisement, and a private sketch do not carry the same audience expectations. The ethical question is not simply was AI used, it is what belief could this artifact reasonably create, who could be affected, and what information does the audience need. Section. Bias appears as defaults, absences, and uneven failure. A system can be impressive overall and still fail particular people or cultures predictably. Bias is not only an offensive output, it can appear as a default. The kinds of bodies, homes, professions, beauty, or family the model produces without specification. It can appear as absence, cultural forms that are poorly represented or flattened. It can appear as uneven failure, identity preservation or speech alignment working better for some groups than others. Creative practitioners have choices. You can test deliberately across relevant populations. Avoid claims your evidence cannot support. Use consented and contextualized references. And acknowledge limits. You can also make the bias itself visible, but doing so does not remove the risk of reproducing harm. Critical art still needs careful framing and care for affected people. MIT's creative AI curriculum makes ethics part of the making process through questions about ownership, creative partnership, bias, and synthetic media. We follow that principle. Ethics is not a final warning slide. It is a design constraint that shapes the project from the beginning. Section. A world model predicts what happens next under action. A video generator can produce plausible motion without representing a stable, actionable world. A world model aims to predict how a state changes under actions or conditions. The stronger claim is not it makes video but it supports consequence if I turn left. The environment changes consistently. If I pick up an object, its state persists. This is difficult because visual plausibility can hide causal weakness. A system may generate a convincing few seconds while forgetting objects, violating geometry, or responding inconsistently to the same action. We should therefore treat world model as a hypothesis to test, not a marketing label to repeat. For artists, even imperfect world models open new forms, explorable cinema, responsive installations, characters that improvise, and environments that change with audience behavior. The aesthetic question becomes how much consistency the work needs. A dream world may productively mutate. A training simulation may require strict reliability. Section. Studio challenge. Direct one meaningful transformation. Your first studio challenge is intentionally small. Start with one image that you created or have the right to use. Define one temporal proposition. What changes? At what rate? And why? Add three repeatable constraints: a camera rule, transformation rule, and material or sound rule. Produce three variations, or storyboard them if the required tool is unavailable. Selection is part of the challenge. Choose the variation that best supports the intention, not automatically the cleanest result. Save one failure that teaches you something. Record the input, model or tool, relevant settings, and your observation. A strong example could be, a still portrait gradually loses all features except eye contact. The camera never moves. Skin becomes paper only when the subject exhales. Sound becomes drier as identity disappears. The point is not spectacle. It is a clear relation between form, system, and meaning. Bring the process, not just the final clip, to our next discussion. Section. Your exit ticket is one sentence with a decision inside it. I want to explore by constraining because return to the opening question. When does an image become a world? Our provisional answer is that a world begins when visual possibility acquires relations, persistence, consequence, and an audience position. Technical systems can provide some of that structure, but an artwork still needs decisions about what matters and why. Write one sentence. I want to explore blank by constraining blank because blank. The first blank is an experience or question, not a product. The second is a system choice. Camera, time, material, sound, dataset, reference, interaction, or another constraint. The final blank explains why they belong together. Keep the sentence. It is not a commitment to a final project. It is a first hypothesis. Next week we will examine visual representations and unified multimodal models, then test how the structure of representation affects what can be controlled. Before you leave, compare your exit sentence with the perception criterion you named at the beginning. Has your language become more precise? That concludes the podcast edition. Return to the full web lecture for the slides, timed activities, complete transcript, and downloadable PowerPoint. Your exit question is, what do you want to explore? What will you constrain? And why do those choices belong together?